Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland, celebrating Finnish Independence Day 3 days late. Finland, Suomi. Why is it called Finland? Because it's fan du long, as in the end of the land. What else about it? Helsinki, Helsingfors. Is that what they call it in their language? Why do we call it Helsinki? I think that was the Russian name for it. So I've only been there once for 2 days. I would like to go back. What a unique and difficult language. Related to Estonian, I think distantly to Hungarian as well, of Finno-Ugric languages. That's it. So because nobody else speaks their language, they all speak excellent English. So a country bereft of any natural resources, many disadvantages, having so many lakes, has got more lakes in a country in the world, therefore having to build roads, we build bridges over them, or roads that go around them and things like that, but nevertheless, very, very wealthy just by good governance and sound education. A country which has got a very liberal education system, with the pupils having a great deal of independence, not even beginning school till they're seven or something, short hours, minimal homework, and not an authoritarian approach, and yet it achieved phenomenal results in literacy and mathematics, as the polar opposite to what you get in Japan or South Korea, or China and Singapore and so forth, which is very didactic, completely teacher-led, very disciplinarian, very long hours of lessons, tons of homework, very short holidays. So completely opposite philosophy also achieves outstanding results. I suppose it's cultural. You couldn't necessarily replicate the Singaporean system in Scandinavia, or the Scandinavian model might not work in the Far East. There we go. So that is Finland. And then they had to learn Swedish for historical reasons, because there's a significant minority, maybe 8% of the population, of Suecophones. Maybe it's to keep them on board or whatever. I can't remember which Finn said, Swedes we are not, Russians we can never be, let us be Finns. So that's it. And then they, they're part of the Russian Empire, had been part of the Swedish Empire. Then Russia took it off the Swedes at the end of the Napoleonic Wars. But for some reason, a lot of the Tsarist laws didn't apply there. It was very liberal, allowed to do things you weren't allowed to do anywhere else in the Russian Empire. But Mannerheim, who helped break them out of the Russian Empire, he was in the Tsarist army. And like Lenin, when he went on the run in the middle of 1917, that's when he went to Finland, because part of Russia, but not, of course, yeah, it was still part of Russia at that time. And then after the October Revolution, that's when the Finnish parliament, which I think they're allowed to have all the time, that's when they declared independence. And then you see some Russian-era architecture in Helsinki and other cities. So they got their fabulous saunas. They've got their, what are those mobile phones they make? I don't remember. So well-known for technology. Pity they don't have the marka anymore, their currency. And their border went almost all the way up to St. Petersburg, or Leningrad, as it was. Then 1939, the Soviets shelled their own border village and accused the Finns of doing it. Why on earth Finland would start a war against a much, much larger country is beyond anyone. But anyway, the Soviet war of unprovoked aggression began against Finland, and the Winter War, and the Soviets won through sheer weight of metal. But it was a humiliation. It was a David against Goliath fight. So sheer numbers eventually prevailed. But the Soviets lost so many men, and it showed what an incompetent lumbering giant the Red Army was after the purchase. They learned some valuable lessons. The Finns were sort of highly mobile, able to surprise them. And then the Soviets made a deal that the Finns had to give up some of their land. That's why in the Second World War in 1941, when Germany proclaimed war on the Soviet Union, Finland joined in to recover the lost territories. So Finland was often critical, and they say even in the Russian Civil War, had the Finns advanced on Petrograd, it would have been a game over for the Reds, certainly in Petrograd, when Petrograd was very, very lightly guarded. There was a Finnish Civil War after 1918 between Reds and Whites, and the Whites prevailed. But it took only 20 years before the former communists and the conservatives won a coalition again in Finland. But anyway, 1944, it's clear that Das Dritte Reich was losing. That's when Finland signed a separate peace with the USSR. But the deal was that Finland had to cede that territory again, have a limited military, and not allowed to join a military alliance ever, which they eventually broke because of this Ukraine war. So there we are. I remember there was a coalition government recently in Finland, five political parties all led by women. And what's her name? Sanna Marin was their prime minister not too long ago, became prime minister at the age of 34. So Yeah, they've got this generous welfare system, I suppose, generous other people's money, but it seems to work. They don't seem to have this parasitical class of people who are just milking the system. So superb public transport, excellent healthcare and education. It's just very clean, it's very safe, very, very mild prisons. They think, well, why wouldn't you commit a crime? Because if you get away with it, excellent. And if you get caught, you go to a prison, which is like a hotel. It's a win-win situation. But the Scandinavian model seems to work somehow. That people aren't gaming the system. Maybe it wouldn't work anywhere else. So they've got 5 million people, one of the highest life expectancies in the world, very, very high in the Human Development Index. So there's a lot I like and respect about Finland or any of the Scandinavian countries. Seems to be a place to live, almost like a place without problems, and well known for their airline Finnair, which often used to fly sort of over the poles of the Far East. The trouble about the airline is it could vanish into Finnair. I used to fly back to Moscow via Helsinki. Well, I did it at least once. Anyway, so what do you think of Finland? Have you been there? I want to go again. Anyway, so one of the blondest nations in the world, Finland, there by the Gulf of Finland, took a ferry across to Tallinn, Estonia, one occasion. So many islands. And I remember arriving in Helsinki Harbour one April, and there was ice floating in the harbour. And there were these little, how do you put them, islets, or those permanent rocks above the sea, a bit like things called rock wall. I can't think of the particular word for it is. You think, oh, and the cruise ship could easily smash into one of those, but it didn't. The captain knew which course to ply. Remember seeing truckloads of snow that they cleared, just dumping it in the sea. Well, Finland has achieved so much. It's a very impressive and attractive country. I got to revisit sometime. So, yeah, happy Independence Day to the Finns, and long may it so remain. And you see how different they are from their neighbor, Russia. Finland, with no natural advantages, is so wealthy and so successful. The same go for the little Baltic republics. And, Russia could have the same and better with its tremendous natural resources. The curse of the resource-rich country, which so often leads to inequality and underdevelopment. Goodbye.